A British teenager has sold his mobile application to Yahoo for a reported $30 million. 17-year-old Nick DeLacio created his app called Sumly when he was only 15. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, the teen will now go to work for Yahoo.
When Yahoo was founded in 1995, Nick DeLacio wasn't even born yet. He says he taught himself to program computers using books and video tutorials. In an advertisement for the launch of his application, DeLacio says he was looking for a way to skim through the oceans of news articles on the internet.
So I created a company called Sumly. You tell it your interest, and it shows you summarized content. But instead of just a headline, Sumly gives you 400 characters. That's more than a tweet, but less than a full article.
It's a simple concept, but one that attracted loyal advocates. Speaking on CNN, DeLacio says he originally created the app under a different name.
So I released a demo of the application when I was 15 years old, and it was called Trimit. And I've been told that the investors read about this on a few technology blogs, and it was actually featured by Apple as one of their apps of the week.
DeLacio says investors flew to London to meet him and committed $300,000 to the project. In November, Sumly launched its iPhone application. The company says 500,000 people downloaded it in the first month. On Monday, Yahoo announced it was buying Sumly. Yahoo will shut down the application and incorporate it into the company's products. DeLacio and two of his colleagues will become Yahoo employees.
I'll be focusing on other projects kind of on the side, as well as completing my A-level exams.
Those are the tests DeLacio will take to get into college. That's right, he's developed a company, attracted investment, and sold the whole thing for millions even before entering college. Kara Swisher is executive editor at All Things Digital. She says Yahoo is buying more than DeLacio's app.
He brings a great story. If you notice, there are about 20 stories about, Yahoo boy genius kind of thing. He's very good at getting good PR. He's a lovely kid, very smart.
Swisher says in Yahoo's announcement, the company focused on that and didn't reveal how much it will pay for Sumly. Swisher pressed her industry sources for that information.
That was $30 million. It's mostly in cash. 90% in cash and 10% in stock.
The positive media coverage comes at a good time for Yahoo. CEO Marissa Meyer was widely criticized recently for a decision to end the practice of employees working at home. Swisher says this narrative plays right into Meyer's effort to transition Yahoo from desktop computers.
It sort of gets people thinking about Yahoo as a mobile company, even though they've been really a laggard in that area for many, many years.
This is the latest in a string of acquisitions Yahoo has announced as Meyer tries to overhaul the company. The news prompted investors to bid up Yahoo stock a few percent. The company says it expects to complete its purchase of Sumly within a few months. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Andy Huther and Peter Alina. Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. Our national desk staff includes Uri Berliner, Cindy Johnston, Russell Lewis, Vicki Walton-James, Bruce Oster, and Jason DeRose. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Audie Cornish, and you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.